Alright, what's going on everybody? Welcome back to another video here on the channel, and I'm here to let you know that my social security number is officially public information, as well as your social security number. Virtually every single American watching this video, your social security number is now public info, and that's because probably the biggest data breach of all time just happened. I mean, we've heard a lot about these data breaches and hackers accessing companies and whatnot and getting people's info. That's been a thing for a long time. We've seen tens of millions of people even be affected by a lot of these. But at least from what I can remember, this is the first time that a data breach has not only been so widespread, with virtually every single American now being believed to be part of this entire data breach and whatnot, right? But also the significance and the severity, right? Now, a lot of the time when you hear these whole, you know, oh, there's a data breach thing, right? It's like, let's say Sony, you know, like with PlayStation, they've been the victim of data breaches a few times. You'll hear things like, oh, they accessed people's IP addresses, their first and last names, things like that, right? But obviously, when it comes to the social security system in the United States, that is a pretty significant issue, right? So yes, this is a real video. I'm not making this up. The news basically just broke as I started recording this video within the last few minutes. Security experts are warning that a background check site may have been breached, resulting in the potential exposure of billions of social security and address records that could cover everyone in the United States, as Bleeping Computer reports. A hacking forum lit up when a user claimed to have access to a huge cache of documents gleaned from data brokerage National Public Data. Though it doesn't share its methodology on the website, NPD is believed to scrape its data from publicly available records to create individual user profiles generally used by private investigators or in background or criminal records checks. The hack reportedly also doesn't just affect people in the US. The 2.9 billion files are also said to contain personal information for people in the United Kingdom and Canada as well. When the alleged NPD hack was first posted to these forums back in April, the person selling the cache for a cool $3.5 million claimed it contained information on every person in all three countries. After that initial sale post earlier this year, others later posted portions of the cache for free on the hacker forum breached, likely greatly accelerating their dissemination online. Alright, so obviously this is a pretty massive situation, a pretty major deal, and apparently it even affects pretty much every American and even people in the United Kingdom and Canada as well, so we don't really know, yet at least, how many of these 2.9 billion files are on, you know, let's say people who are still alive and stuff like that, because when it comes to social security numbers and whatnot, obviously dead people have social security numbers, and they have had files and records and whatnot on them as well, so I would assume that at least some of the 2.9 billion files that have been released, they likely contain maybe duplicate records or dead people, maybe even mistakes where it's not even actually people, it's just, you know, problems in the gathering or whatever. But regardless, this is still a massive situation, as virtually all of our social security numbers are now basically floating around on the dark web and other websites. So I think the biggest question right now is obviously, how the fuck does something like this even happen? Because there's a pretty major difference between, you know, hacking into Facebook and getting a bunch of people's like logins and email addresses than there is between like hacking a fucking background check site and getting billions of records of people's social security numbers, their addresses, whatever, right? Now, with all this information floating around, people obviously are scrambling, like, what the fuck's gonna happen now? What can I do? Honestly, who really knows? I mean, this is pretty unprecedented. This never has really happened to this degree before. Now, what does this really open the floodgates for? Well, people, they'll buy like social security numbers and information like this online for a lot of different criminal and nefarious purposes. Obviously, one of the major reasons people want to buy social security numbers and stuff is so they can get people with good credit and whatnot, good financial backgrounds, so they can do things like take loans out in their names or, you know, get new credit cards in their names, buy whatever, right, in their name, or just use that that credit in some way to benefit themselves. I mean, this has already been a crime that's happened for a long time. It's not like this is the first time anyone's social security number has ever been leaked, but it can be used in a wide range of different criminal activities, scamming and stuff like that, and stealing from banks and whatnot. So there is a lot of seriousness to this. I mean, it's not like these are just useless numbers. Now, for some people, they are pretty useless numbers, right? I mean, not everybody has good credit. Some people don't have credit at all, you know? Like I said, some of these records are probably going to be from like dead people and whatever. But the fact that it happened in the first place is the problem, right? So when I first saw this news, I was wondering, like, did somebody somehow get into the fucking like US federal government and just like get through the records or whatever? Well, it appears that it wasn't necessarily the government itself. It was actually a third party. Now, people, they see the name National Public Data and they think that it's like a federalized group or something. That's actually not the case. It's a private group that, like the article here suggests, right? They scrape all these public records, right? All these different areas across the internet that have people's info. They scrape it, they download all the info or whatever. They combine these records to basically create records that people can then go and look at. Like if you're going to do a background check on somebody or a criminal records check for employment or whatever, they use things like the National Public Data Brokerage to basically just get quick reports on people and, like, you know, figure out if they're terrorists or bad people, whatever, right? You know, basically, is this someone you want to hire? Is it someone you want to rent a property to? Whatever, right? But since things like this exist and they're not necessarily like government agencies or whatever, they're more or less like businesses, you know, they're a little bit more susceptible. That's not to say like the government can't be hacked, because the government absolutely can be hacked. And like I said, that's kind of what I thought first actually happened, was like the US government itself got hacked. But there are also things like this. Like, most people don't even realize shit like this happens. Like, to the average American, they would think that their social security number is some indecipherable number that virtually nobody can take, no one but them and the government knows about or has access to. And that's really not the case. And I think that this whole thing really goes to show, especially in a more digitalized world, people have absolutely no idea where their data is. People have absolutely no idea, really, who controls it, who has access to it, who's buying or selling it, what extent that it could be used to, right? Like, most people have no understanding or comprehension of this kind of situation. They just live their life every day in complete ignorance to stuff like this. And you can't really blame them because of multiple things. I think that, number one, most people aren't actively taught about shit like this, like in school or in college or in their workplace. So they don't really even think of it as an issue, right? They don't even really fucking consider it. And then also, too, I think the issue is we keep getting more digitalized. We keep moving into a more technologically prominent world. And with people not knowing these things, it gives more of these bad actors and people who want to scrape and sell data way more freedom to do so, right? It's a lot easier to do this shit when people don't know what's going on. And so most people have no idea that on sects of the dark web and whatnot, their fucking information is just floating around out there with a price tag. Well, this information is not even out there with a price tag. That's what's crazy. It's now out there for free because, you know, it initially sold or whatever for the $3.5 million back in April, apparently. And then now that we're in August and in the months after April, other hackers and people who bought the data just started releasing the shit for free. So in reality, all of our social security numbers and all this info was already scraped months ago. It was already taken months ago by these hackers. And we've basically just been sitting here waiting for it to become more widespreadly known and stuff. So along with containing tons and tons of records that link names to social security numbers and addresses, the unencrypted cache is also said to attribute potential aliases of individuals as well. While Bleeping Computer was not able to confirm whether the breach truly did impact every person in the US, the UK and Canada, its reporters did verify with some people whose names, social security numbers, and addresses were contained within it that they were correct. However, their current place of residence was out of date. Others they spoke to, however, said that their social security numbers were linked to people who were not them. As Bleeping Computer notes, it's important to know that each, quote, record is associated with every address a person has lived at. If you've moved around a lot, this means your corresponding record from this breach could have multiple address records connected to your name. A background check company called Jericho Pictures, it's believed to conduct businesses under the National Public Data moniker, has been hit with a class action lawsuit over its alleged failure to protect all of the data. The company itself, meanwhile, has seemingly not responded to any requests for comment, though as the Los Angeles Times reports, it has been telling users it purged its entire database and is investigating the third-party claims about the breach. So it's a big fucking deal, right? Like, they're still scrambling to figure out just how bad the fallout of this situation is, but right now they believe it basically might be what can only really be described as worst case scenario, right? Like, if it is true every American social security number is leaked, right? What exactly is the next step? Because, I mean, at that point, like, these fraudsters and these criminals and whatnot, they could basically just pick any American they want to commit this crime against, this identity theft, committing fraud in their name and whatnot, right? So what exactly is the next step at that point, right? Like, what is the government going to do to respond to this? We really don't know. We really have no idea as of yet what happens next, or what the potential, like I said, fallout of this whole thing could be. All we know is it's a pretty shitty and insane situation altogether, right? Now, some people are suggesting the idea that, you know, maybe this is the end of social security numbers and we have to, you know, find some new way to identify everybody in the country that's more safe and more secure. But the problem is, regardless of what happens next, regardless if we keep social security numbers, regardless, you know, if they change every American's number or if they come up with a new system or whatever, there will always be a way and a demand for these hackers and people to do shit like this. And even outside of just like government data, like your socials and stuff like that, right? These kinds of data breaches are becoming more and more common. They're becoming more and more widespread in daily events. And if it's not going to be a company like the National Public Data or whatever, it could be Facebook or the phone companies, yada yada yada, right? Like, it could be literally fucking any company basically now that gets hit by some sort of data breach or a hack. Even in like secure places where like you think the institution is safe because they've got cybersecurity and whatnot, these hackers are intelligent people. They know what the fuck they're doing. They know how to get around these things. And so I think this situation, maybe more than any in history, highlights how fast and widespread that your personal data can be spread across the internet or through these communities. It shows how actually lucrative these kinds of hacks and data breaches are for criminals, and it proves that the average person can do essentially fuck all about it. I mean, you have no way of avoiding this from happening as an everyday person. You put your faith in the government and in these records and in these companies and whatnot that they're doing what it takes to make everybody safe, but the idea of everybody being safe in a digital world is an oxymoron. It's nonsense. It makes no sense. It does not register. You literally cannot avoid, you know, these situations 100% of the time. There are going to be hacks. There's going to be data breaches. That is the reality of the world we now live in. But obviously, there has to be a way to prevent shit like this from happening, right? Where, you know, the entire country and even people outside of it might be affected, right? Well, who really knows? I'm no fucking tech expert. I'm assuming you're probably not either. And so when shit like this happens, we're left just to scratch our heads like, what is actually going on? So anyway, I just wanted to report on this because it is pretty major news in my opinion. But with that being said, thank you guys for watching. If you did enjoy, make sure to leave a like. Subscribe if you're brand new around here on the channel. Follow me over on Twitter and Twitch at SubTheOptimus. Make sure to check out ShopTimus down below. Thank you to my Watch Optimus subscribers. Your support helps the channel tremendously. And until my next video, guys, this is Optimus, talking about the Social Security breach and signing out. And that's a wrap on this video, but big shout out to my Optimus Nation supporters. You guys are the real MVPs. For $10 a month, you get access to loads of exclusive videos and archived live streams, my members only Minecraft server where you can possibly appear in gameplay, early access to all new uploads, an invitation to the private Discord, and much more.